Welcome to Sports Mad Rez's This Week in Review podcast, where we highlight the recent news in sports medicine research. This past week's most popular post on sportsmedrez.org discussed a systematic review that found that there is no evidence to support the use of electrical stimulation after an acute lateral ankle sprain to reduce edema, decrease pain, or improve functional limitations. Acute lateral ankle sprain treatment commonly includes rest, ice, compression, and elevation. But an earlier SportsMed Res post reported on an article that questioned the evidence behind this common clinical practice. Electrical stimulation is also sometimes applied in an effort to expedite recovery and help reduce pain and edema. However, little evidence exists to support the use of electrical stimulation for these purposes. Therefore, the authors of this systematic review aim to investigate whether or not there is evidence to support the use of electrical stimulation to facilitate recovery after an acute lateral ankle sprain. Only four articles met the inclusion criteria of being a randomized controlled trial on human participants with an acute ankle sprain who were assessed for pain, edema, or function less than 6 days after an injury. The included research studies had a variety of parameters for neuromuscular electrical stimulation and high-voltage pulsed stimulation. All four studies were of high methodologic quality when analyzed by the three authors using the Pedro scale. Three of the four studies showed no meaningful improvement in function or time to return to participation. There was also no meaningful improvement in edema volume or girth in three and two of the studies respectively. Only one study reported enough information to determine that there was no meaningful reduction in pain. There's no evidence to support the use of electrical stimulation to reduce pain, swelling, or functional deficits in patients with an acute lateral ankle sprain. However, this systematic review highlights the need for more high-quality studies with similar waveforms and parameters to truly investigate the value of electrical stimulation. Some of the parameters were specifically targeted towards edema prevention, while others may have been targeted towards reducing pain or edema reduction. Only one of the included studies included enough information to evaluate electrical stimulation's effect on pain. It would be interesting for future research studies to collect pain measurements, as pain reduction is a universally recognized and accepted goal for electrical stimulation. Due to the smaller number of studies and participants, there may be simply not enough data to find significance with a small treatment effect size. With so few studies, it's difficult to determine what the optimal parameters might be, as well as the optimal time to apply the treatment. This is a great example of an area of clinical research that would benefit from clinicians and researchers discussing what protocols may be ideal based on clinical and research experience so that more clinical trials can be performed. In the meantime, despite the lack of clinically meaningful improvements, there was no detriment to using electrical stimulation. Seemingly, it may be safe for clinicians to use electrical stimulation after an ankle sprain in conjunction with other treatment strategies. Furthermore, it may be helpful for clinicians to review their medical records to determine which parameters seem to be effective after an ankle sprain and for which patients. This could help lead to improved patient care and inspire new research. This past week, we had one other post on sportsmedrez.org. That's res.org. This post described a study that found that the tau A biomarker is a potential biomarker to distinguish those at risk for prolonged recovery following a concussion. Don't forget that we also share extra material on social media. For example, this past week, our social media posts included a study in which the authors concluded that young patients treated with femoral nerve block for post-operative analgesia after an ACL reconstruction had deficits in knee extension and flexion strength at 6 months when compared to patients who did not receive a nerve block. Furthermore, the patients without a block were 4 times more likely to meet criteria for return to play at 6 months. If you have a question that you'd like us to address on this podcast, send us a message via social media. And remember, you can always follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, or LinkedIn. We'll be back next week with more sports medicine research. Until then, have a fun one.